Paulette Bailey is a nurse working in Buffalo who lives with her partner in East Amherst. At age 57, Bailey says she got the coronavirus the third week in March, before people were mandated to wear face masks in public and before testing was widely available.
I was working and I had a patient cough all over me the whole time she was with me, which was about 30 minutes.
It was another month before she was able to get tested, and the result was positive. Little did she know what was to come.
The diarrhea went away after about a week, and then I started getting the respiratory symptoms, a cough, fever, occasional chest pain. My oxygen saturations were going down at times. I just stuck with it. I did a lot of breathing exercises to try to expand my lungs. My symptoms got better. I thought I was over it in about a month and a half.
But her symptoms came back, followed by two negative COVID tests, and then symptoms returned again after a trip to Iowa for a funeral. Her next COVID test was positive, and New York State counted her as a new case.
A number of individuals who virologically have recovered from infection, in fact, have persistence measured in weeks to months of symptomatology that does not appear to be due to persistence of the virus.
In testimony before Senate committee last week, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, reported on people like Bailey and several others WEFO interviewed for The Toll.
They're referred to as long haulers. They have fatigue, myalgia, fever, and involvement of the neurological system, as well as cognitive abnormalities such as the inability to concentrate. In addition, we found to our dismay that a number of individuals who have completely recovered and apparently are asymptomatic have inflammation of the heart. These are the kind of things that tell us we must be humble and that we do not completely understand the nature of this illness.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, Senior Associate Dean for Health Policy at the University of Buffalo, explained the long-term effects of the virus this way.
The symptoms do linger for months. We know that. This is not a two-week disease. But that's a different issue than can somebody get infected again? And we can't totally dismiss that.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported long haulers make up one-third of coronavirus cases. But some studies have found more than twice that. How has this affected your relationship, your daily routine?
Since March, right away, we've had separate bedrooms and separate bathrooms. We social distance in the house. We wore masks if we were near each other. And of course, if I ever prepared food, I was super careful, always had a mask on and made sure everything was very clean. So for the first time this week, we actually touched each other, gave a hug and a kiss, something we hadn't done for so many months.
How would you assess the medical care you've gotten throughout this experience?
My primary doctor, who's an internal medicine doctor, told me yesterday there's nothing more he can do for me. It's a lot of frustration. I just feel like the doctors don't know what's going on. And in a way, I understand how they're feeling. They don't have enough information. So that was one of the reasons I went on Facebook.
A number of online support groups have appeared searching for answers about the effects of COVID-19 over the long haul.
It's been very helpful. Many people are not getting support from even their family and friends because people think it's all anxiety or depression. They're grouping us into a category of craziness. Like we're imagining these symptoms or something. I don't know, but that's very disheartening that that's happening to so many people.
Bailey hasn't worked since July 6th and has applied for disability. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.